broadcasting on the internet and at 90.1 FM from high atop Burnaby Mountain. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM.
Everywhere, everything is no good. Everybody's walking around going, this is no good, this won't do, everything is gone wrong.
Do you think that the society that you live in is one you ought to rebel against, or do you think you're rebelling against it?
Yes, definitely rebelling against it.
To ride.
Sitting in a van all day long.
That part's not fun.
That part is not the most fun.
Does it smell in the van?
It smells in the van.
Oh, I like it when it smells. Is it dirty in the van?
It's dirty in the van.
Oh, I like it when it's dirty.
Kind of gigging, Johnny,
till I die.
They will listen to like most music, you know, and that's what we're doing, is we're here to alleviate that, you know, get people dancing, help them remember what rock and roll used to be like, and is now, but only in a very few cases.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. I'm your host, Dave Constantino, joined with Adam Pelche.
Yeah, I'm back. Hey, Dave.
Welcome.
And hello, listeners. Thanks for having us back. Dave, wow, you know what? It feels like it's been forever. It's only been a week, but I listened to the program you did last week. It was fantastic, although I was very jealous. I was hearing you spin these songs while I was sitting at home. And I'm so glad I could be back for this episode. And there's a lot of huge stuff, actually, for this episode itself. One of the things we're going to be tackling is a highlight of an interview that was conducted with a band, Ghost Woman.
Yeah, Evan of Ghost Woman did a brief interview with us via email, which may or may not be humorous. And I'll be posting that on our site a little later on, maybe in a couple days.
We should note that site is revrock.blogspot.com.
Yes, and we'll be playing a selection of tracks from Ann If and a song from their first album. We're also going to be playing some music from an anniversary of probably the best live album of all time.
I would say so. One of my favorites, one of my go-tos, it's one of my favorite Sunday evening records, Live at the Apollo by James Brown and the Famous Flames. We'll talk about the history of this and why this record is so important, but I think beyond anything else, the raw physicality that you hear in this recording, it's unlike anything else. This is, I said raw, I think it's the definition of how raw rock and soul music can be, and I'm so glad we'll be playing some selections from that.
Yeah, and we're also going to be playing a set of music in tribute to Andy Rourke of the Smiths, who it was announced just recently that he passed of pancreatic cancer, unfortunately. And we're just going to play a couple tracks in acknowledgement of his bass style, which was really quite something. His bass style combined with the whole backbeat was its own thing. But, of course, then you also had Johnny Marr and Morrissey doing their thing, which was also great. It was really just a unique combination of people.
No, absolutely. It was like, some would argue, the perfect combination for that band. So we're going to pay tribute to Rourke as well in this set, in this entire show, I should say. We're going to be playing some music from OC's, new music from Mudhoney, music from Atomic Seven, highlighting a new live album forthcoming from Bob Dylan, Ryan Hicks. And in this next set, we're actually going to be starting off with a brand new track from Pony, who have a brand new album out in stores now titled Velveteen.
Yeah, it just was released Friday, and It's really great, and Pony is currently on tour. They're going to be playing in Windsor at the Craft Heads Brewery on the 27th of May, so that's next week. We're also going to hear a new track from Pretty Maddie, who also plays guitar in Pony with Sam, the singer. And then they both play, they kind of reverse roles in Pretty Maddie. So Sam plays bass, Matt plays guitar and sings. So anyways, we got that coming up. There's also a forthcoming album coming in June, I believe, for that, or maybe August. We'll get to that later, but we're going to start off with a brand new track, which was, I believe, the last single they released in advance of Velveteen.
That's right. It's called Sucker Punch, so we're going to be getting to that, as well as new music from Knitting, Amos the Kid, and King Cruel on this opening set of Revolution Rock. If you want to give us a call, dial 519-971-3630 in Windsor or 1-855-344-2526 in Detroit.
Love. Tired fish back in its tiny pond. Too familiar.
You are tuned in to CJM 99.1 FM and listening to Revolution Rock. Coming back there from a track from King Krewel from his forthcoming release, Space Heavy, we heard the song Seaforth. That's going to be released in just a few weeks on the 9th of June. So I'm Adam here with Dave, and we're bringing you a collection of great rock and roll music, kind of having an opening indie rock set with this one. Preceding King Krewel, we actually heard a brand new release from Amos the Kid.
Yeah, that comes from Enough As It Was, and we heard the song Under Thin Eyelids. Part of that, we heard brand new music from Knitting, a single called Fix, which is actually a re-recording of a song that they've previously released.
That's right. So this new recording definitely fleshes out the sound, and I appreciate that. You can check it out on their Bandcamp page. As Dave mentioned during that break, Knitting actually is comprised of various members from other bands, including a member who was formerly of Peter Burroughs' Lonely Parade. That's a fact I actually didn't realize until Dave pointed that out, so that's really cool to hear. Knitting have a really great jangly sound, which I think goes well with what else we heard in that set. And before that, we started things off in the set with brand new music from Pony, who have their latest release, Velveteen, in stores now. They're currently on tour, and they're going to be making a stop in Windsor.
Yeah, on the 27th of May, which is next week, and they're playing at Craft Heads here in Windsor. You'll definitely want to check that out. I believe they're playing with Talking Violet, another popular Windsor band. Yeah, that's how we started off the show this week. Coming up next, we're going to play a couple tracks in celebration of the anniversary of this amazing live album, Live at the Apollo by James Brown.
Yeah, what a record. As Dave said, this is really, I think, arguably the greatest live album ever released. And I think it's because, unlike what a lot of other live albums were doing, which was basically just trying to ride off the success of a single or an album release, this one reimagined so much of the material, presenting it in a hotter, rawer fashion than on the original recordings.
And sometimes faster.
Much faster. You know, James Brown and the Famous Flames were known as being an infamously good live act that would just improvise and suddenly do these rip-roaring renditions of songs on the spot. And of course, back then, you know, YouTube wasn't a thing, so it's not like you had access to that. This was one of your only ways to view what this band was capable of. And, you know, quite arguably, the greatest live band that there ever was in existence, captured on this perfect night, Live at the Apollo, released in 1963. Not only was it huge for James Brown as an artistic statement, but also as a commercial move. It was incredible, especially considering the fact that the record company that James Brown was signed to did not want this record released.
No, they told James Brown that no one will want to hear a live version of a song that was already released as a single, especially several live versions of several singles. And so James Brown actually funded it himself. And it went on to become one of the most successful live albums of all time. Just to show you how clueless some people are about music, record industry people sometimes. But James Brown really had his ear to the ground. He knew what he needed to do, and he knew that this was a good idea. And he put it out himself, and it was a really good idea. And another fact we were talking about is when this album came out, basically people would just play the whole album.
That's right. So there were many radio stations. They would play side A of the record. They would just go to commercials during the flipping over of the record and then just play
the rest of
the B side. And yeah, that's what they would do multiple times sometimes on some radio stations. It's just incredible to hear the dynamics on this record, to hear the interplay of the band. And beyond that, just to hear, I think, the visceral screaming James Brown does. Like, when you hear this, you know, a lot of people talk about how Brown was an influence on punk and proto-punk. And I think sometimes when you listen to the big singles, people can be skeptical as to wonder, what do they mean? You hear this, and you can hear the sort of screaming and yelling and the, how can you say, boisterousness that you would hear on releases from the MC5 or even the Birthday Party.
Yeah, it's really something. And that's what we're going to start off the set with. We're going to start off with the very first track, the introduction, and it kind of goes into I'll Go Crazy.
Exactly. So that's how we're going to do it. You are tuned into CJAM 99.1 FM and listening to Revolution Rock.
So now, ladies and gentlemen, it is start time. Are you ready for start time?
thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business, man that's saying I'll go crazy. Try me. You've got the power. Think. If you want me, I don't mind. Bewildered. $1 million seller, lost someone. The very latest release, Night Train. Let's everybody shout and shimmy. Mr. Dynamite, the amazing Mr. Please Please himself, the star of the show, James Brown and the Famous Flame.
Someone